This is Ozarks Large with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Catherine Churls, who just happens to be our militant grammarian. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yep.
It won't be long until Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Mardi Gras 2020 falls on Tuesday, February 25th. To help our listeners who may be planning a trip to NOLA, or New Orleans, Louisiana, mm-hmm. here are some language tips from the travel site NewOrleans.com.
Okay.
They talk different in the Big Easy. There's a long list of only in New Orleans words and phrases, not to mention crazy pronunciation.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of you, but are we going to talk any about street pronunciations?
No, we discussed a few of those one time, but yeah, I would...
Calliope instead of
Calliope.
Well,
that's one of them, yeah, Calliope.
Burgundy instead of Burgundy.
You took my next sentence.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
But just in case my complaints... pasted over what you said.
Right.
They say the street name Burgundy,
right,
which is Burgundy to us, right? You look at it, you think Burgundy. And for Calliope, which we think of as the merry-go-round,
right?
They say Calliope, right?
Calliope.
Calliope. That's right, Calliope. Yeah. And if you say that, you'll pass for a local.
Right. I think those are that way so they can tell if you've just moved to town or
right.
not. You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kyle, let's see how much Nolan speak you know.
Now, you know, I lived there for about 3 or 4 months right after college.
No.
3 or 4 months of unemployment.
Well, you know.
If you're ever going to be unemployed, it's not a bad place to be unemployed.
Except that I have a big varmint problem, and the biggest varmints live in New Orleans.
You know, but that's a city, right? I mean, varmints live in New York City.
I
they
never
live in
lived
Houston.
In a city, yeah. So, okay. Well, I did Dallas for two months. But okay.
All right.
NOLA words.
Okay.
Back of town.
That is, I want to say that's like a region or a neighborhood that's around the Moonwalk or around sort of down, you know where Canal is? And Canal drops off to the ferry.
Yeah.
And then you go, I think it's called the Moonwalk that's opened up down there.
This doesn't mention that, but it could be that.
And
Let
it
me
goes
just
over
say
towards the Superdome?
What they say, yes.
Okay.
There you
okay.
go. This is a section of New Orleans that developed around the former New Basin Canal.
Okay, okay. I don't think I was thinking that, but...
Roughly near the present-day Mercedes-Benz
Superdome. Right.
We all have to have those names, right?
Mm-hmm.
The area was in back of the natural levees along this, which the city first developed. So that's why it's back of town.
Right, right.
Boo.
Oh, that's your loved one.
Yeah. Term of endearment for...
your significant other.
Yeah. It could be also a parent or grandparent.
Right, and that
child.
Has taken on a life beyond
New Orleans. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Beaucoup.
Plenty, right?
Yeah, lots
yeah.
of, yeah. Originated in Haitian Creole and French, where it's correctly spelled B-E-A-U-C-O-U-P.
Okay. Beaucoup. Coup. Yeah, beaucoup.
Yeah. By my house.
At my house? Come visit? Okay.
At my house.
Okay, all right.
This is just like the French expression, chez moi, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but my house.
Right.
Cher or cha?
I know that in Zydeco they use it, and I think, again, it's like boo, like a loved one?
A term of endearment,
okay.
right.
All
right. It seems to me that it's only women, though. I don't think I've ever heard of
a
man
I think
called
you're probably
Cher.
Right. You're probably right.
Dressed when ordering food.
All the fixings.
Yeah. And especially on what kind of sandwich?
A po' boy.
Yeah, right. Okay. Faubourg.
Beats me. I don't know.
The French word for suburb.
Oh.
This refers to areas now in the city that would have been outside the original city limits, such as Faubourg Marigny or Faubourg Tremé.
Ah.
Tremé, you know.
Tremé, the
I
HBO show.
I know that
show,
from
yeah.
HBO,
yeah.
yeah.
Right.
It's the only reason I know it. Fay Dodo.
Oh, that's a fun party.
Yeah,
that's
party.
That's a good time.
Dance party, Cajun dance party.
Yeah.
Good food and lots of music. Flying horses.
A carousel, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. I love that term.
Yeah. And it says specifically the antique carousel in City Park's Carousel Gardens. I'm not familiar with that. The one I think of is in the Monteleone.
And the one, and there's also one, or at least there used to be at the zoo in Audubon
oh,
Park.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Gree-gree.
In Gree-gree, a good luck charm?
Yeah, voodoo good luck charm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And how do we spell crew?
like the crude K-R-E-W-E.
Right, right. And what is that?
That's a social collective that participates in Mardi Gras parades and parties.
Right. A carnival organization, as in the Crew of Rex or Crew of Zulu, and variation of the word C-R-E-W. Members privately put on balls and parades that make up Mardi Gras. Lanyap.
A little something extra. I love that.
I do too.
When I was 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, when we had made the decision to go to a daily Ozarks at Large, I desperately wanted there to be something at the end of the show that meant, well, one more thing, or also, but it had to be Ozark. You didn't want to use Lanyap for Ozarks at Large. Obviously, in 10 years, I haven't come up with...
Wow.
The closest we came is someone suggested, like, burnt ends from barbecue, but that doesn't quite work.
No.
So, if anyone has an idea...
Yeah.
Because I still have this idea that I like to do.
All right. We want an Ozark term for lanyard.
Or, yeah, something that would traditionally go at the end of something in the Ozarks.
Yeah. Here it says this could be a free dessert at the restaurant or a treat on your pillow at the hotel. Of course, this is a travel thing, but lanyard's used for lots of things.
Well, in the Times-Picayune, back when it was... a physical paper, maybe they still make it physically a couple days a week, but the arts section
was called Lanyap.
Yeah, so you'd look in, and I guess down there they call it Lanyap, but you'd look in it for who was playing music, what restaurants were opening, that sort of thing. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah. Make dodo.
Is that make dodo? I think it has nothing to do with the kitchen, right?
Nope.
Is it go to bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to sleep.
But not in a sexual way.
No, go to sleep.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Comes from the French faire dodo, which is dormir.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Making groceries.
I also love this one. When you go, you know, if you're going to go to the A&P, you make groceries.
Uh-huh.
You don't go buy groceries. Yeah. And that is something that is, as far as I know, only in New Orleans.
I've never heard it. Mm-hmm.
When the Pope visited years ago, and I don't remember which Pope, but it was a big deal because New Orleans is a big Catholic city.
Yeah.
There was a comic or a coloring book out, and one of the, you know, the Pope going to the cathedrals and the Pope going to the zoo, and one was the Pope making groceries, going to A&P.
Yeah, I'd never heard that.
I love a city that is so distinct.
Yeah, that you have a list of expressions that other people won't know.
Baltimore is another one. I just love that.
Making groceries. Old-timers in New Orleans make groceries at the store. This is another one that has French origins as a rough translation from faire son marché, which means to do one's grocery shopping. Since faire means both to do and to make, making groceries came from a slight error in translation from French to English.
Yeah.
And I do apologize for all those French speakers out there. My French is awful. I'm pretty good with Spanish, but... Okay, neutral ground.
That is the median that's in the middle of the street. And the streetcars sometimes, their tracks are in neutral ground.
And the term is said to have originally referred to the wide median on Canal Street, which separated the residents of the French and Creole part of town from the newly settled American sector.
That I did not know. Mm-hmm. That's a sensible origin story,
Most people, I think, know this parish.
That's what they call their counties.
Right. Louisiana has parishes instead because it was originally ruled by the Roman Catholic nations of France and Spain. From the French, parus, I think.
And, you know, a parish in South Louisiana makes all the sense in the world, but you get up to North Louisiana where it's as different from New Orleans as any other place.
Texas and Arkansas, basically.
Yeah, and it's weird to be, like in North Louisiana, they have a parish. It should be county. Somewhere north of Baton Rouge, they should become counties.
Shotgun houses.
That's the kind of house. So the front door goes all the way. I mean, there's a hallway, basically, that goes all the way from the front door to the back door. It's a straight shot.
And why was it named that?
I guess because you could shoot a shotgun through there.
Right.
Okay.
And not... hit anything. It's one of New Orleans' most distinctive architectural symbols. Long, narrow houses you can see with rooms all lined up in a row.
Yeah.
The design is thought to be an evolution of the African longhouse style brought to Louisiana via Haiti. The name is thought to come from the West African word shogun, or God's house.
Huh. And aren't they supposed to be easier to cool?
I would think so, because the breezes would go straight through. Mm-hmm. Where you at?
How you doing?
That's
and going back to a conversation we had recently, you'd say good. Not well. You'd say good.
But you wouldn't tell them where you are.
Right.
Who dat?
Who dat's going to beat them Saints?
That's right. An official cheer of the New Orleans Saints fans everywhere, shortened from who dat say they going to beat them Saints.
Yeah.
Saint fans are also called who dats.
Yep.
Your mom and him.
How are your folks doing? How are your
you
people?
You know all of these.
How are your people doing? I love that one, too.
Yeah, me too.
I like it also because it puts the mom as the central force of the family. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not even going to give you the French or Creole on this. I'm going to ask you just to tell. For people planning a trip to the Big Easy in February, what would you wish them?
Oh, my gosh. How does that go? Laissez le bon temps rouler. Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah.
See, I thought you could say it better than me.
Well, no.
I knew how to say it really well early. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Very good.
I think. But it was French for let the good times roll.
Our Milton Grammarian is Catherine Schultz.